Monday, July 17th. Long talk with Mitchell today regarding the Wallace situation. It turns out that this guy, Beater, as well as Turnip Seed, are carrying this program out. They're the only two working on it. They're doing it with some encouragement from Cornelia Wallace. It's a screwball situation in that they think they're doing it in the interest of the president. Although Beater backed off of his claim that he had had word from the White House instructing him to do this and said that he got it from friends in the State Department. They want to run a Republican for vice president and are talking about Hickel. LaRue's not certain that he can be turned off. He kept raising the point that you can't tell what might happen to the president, and Wallace would be insurance against that during the campaign. Beater is meeting with the TV people today to see if he can develop a viable plan to raise money and conduct a TV campaign. Then he's going to present the program to Cornelia, and they'll decide before the AIP convention on August 2nd what they're going to do. Dent's going to meet with Turnip Seed today to get a reading from him. Apparently these two are alienated from the rest of the Wallace organization, including his brother, and this whole thing is just in the promotional stage. They don't have the governor sold on it, but it still creates a monumental problem. The real key, apparently, is that this guy, Beater, does have very close ties to Cornelia on a very personal basis, apparently. President called and wants us to pull the key states on the Wallace nutty positions, the legalizing marijuana, abortion, amnesty, defense cuts, $1,000 a person, all of McGovern's vulnerable issues he wants us to pull, as well as capital punishment for hijacking and kidnapping. He wants a special poll in California on marijuana also because of it being on the ballot there, and he wants to be sure we have a way to pull the key states on our own polls without going through the committee. He got into the RN smear question again, thinks that one way to counteract their squealing smear at us is to attack them for their vicious attacks on the president. And he thinks Buchanan should work up a piece for all our speakers on this. He wants all our people to use the word dangerous regarding McGovern's programs, dangerous to our security, dangerous to our economy, and so forth. His basic point is that we've got to make clear that we have the clearest choice in a century on the issues and between the men. It's a strong man versus a weak man, a man who knows where he's going versus one who vacillates, a man who is consistent versus one who has no principles. But we can't give up the ground of a clear choice between the two. End of July 17th.